A tribute to our student veterans. That's what's on Tennessee Tech Today this week. Hello, everyone. I'm Buddy Pearson, the News and Communications Director, and thanks for tuning in to the award-winning Tennessee Tech Today show. Well, this Wednesday, November 11th, is Veterans Day, and the United States will be honoring military veterans all across this great nation. Here at Tennessee Tech, there are hundreds of veterans and their family members enrolled in classes and working on degrees after their military careers have ended. Tech has an entire week of activities planned, and to tell us more about that is Mary McCaskey, the director of Tech's Office of Military and Veterans Affairs.
So Veterans Day comes around every year, and Veterans Affairs always has a big shindig. Tell us a little bit about what's going to be going on this year for Veterans Day.
We do. We try really hard to have just a week of events, a little something every day just to kind of highlight our veterans and our military-affiliated students and just bring awareness to our campus of how many student veterans that we have on this campus, because we do have quite a few. Obviously, this year is a little bit different, a little challenging with COVID, but we still do plan to get out there and honor our service members.
And how many veterans do we have on campus?
So that is a tricky question, because we have, of the ones that have self-disclosed, we have about 350 to 400. And then we have several others that are on campus that we may not know about because they may not be using a GI Bill or something like that.
But. Yeah. And talk a little about the Office of Veterans Affairs. What are some of the things that you do that you help them with in making the transition from the military to college?
Sure. We are, I kind of like to say we're a one-stop shop, because while we assist them with using their GI Bill and their benefits, or maybe their Tennessee Strong Act for National Guard, we're also an advocate in many other ways. So whether it's helping them fill out their FAFSA for financial aid, whether it's getting them just acquainted with the different offices and departments on campus, kind of walking them through that process. And sometimes we have students that end up needing to, either they're going to be deployed or they have to separate. Especially with COVID, we've had several students, especially in the medical field, who have been mobilized mm-hmm. to help at some of the centers that are doing all the COVID testing. So when that happens, we help reach out to instructors and professors on campus to make sure that they're taken care of, that they're squared away as far as maintaining their classes and their grades and all of those things. So we work pretty closely with a lot of different areas on campus to help serve our students.
Awesome. So talking about Veterans Week, what are some of the things that you're going to be doing on campus here for the veterans?
So we are going to, some of it will be similar to what we've had in the past. We've had a lot of success doing the Veteran Appreciation Day, so we're going to kickstart this year with that event. Again, I know it'll look a little bit different this year, but we have asked just departments across campus and different colleges to kind of do something special for their particular veterans. And it's not just their students. We have a lot of faculty and staff members on campus who are veterans as well. So unless they've been marked confidential, we have provided lists to those colleges or departments of their veterans so that they can kind of choose how they'd like to highlight them. And we're going to be sending an email out to all the students to let them know kind of, hey, this is what your department's doing, so make sure you show up. Or, you know, they might be sending a card or an email or phone call. Again, things might be a little bit different, but several have already reached out and are really excited about participating. Tuesday, we are doing, it's called a Career Readiness Day. We have worked with closely with Career Services to offer a Q&A with kind of some various veteran-friendly hiring managers mm-hmm. to help prepare our veterans for the job market. So we wanted to do something specific for veterans because they kind of come with a different set of qualifications. And so preparing them for our workforce, we wanted to do something special that would kind of be of their interest, but also help them in transitioning their military experience into civilian life. Mm-hmm. Wednesday, of course, is Veterans Day, so that will be our ceremony. We are going to still do it outside and in person. We felt like that was really important. We're still going to be following all CDC guidelines, and it'll be 15 minutes or less, and we'll have a couple of speakers to include a student veteran. And the president will be speaking as well, and a few other guests, but that will take place, and we will have a cannon salute. So I always like to tell people, especially if you're in class and you happen to hear that, right, there are not bombs going off, that this is a cannon salute, which is actually a very neat thing that goes along with our service medley and honoring the different services. And then Thursday, we did this last year, but it's our SVO, so our Student Veteran Organization versus our ROTC. That was, for those that got to witness that last year, that was a pretty intense and fun, good competition, yeah. Healthy competition. It's a kickball tournament,
is
yes.
Is that out on the quad?
It will be out on the quad. We will be wearing masks and things like that, so some of us might get a little bit out of breath, more than we normally do, but it should be a fun time, and just encourage people to come out and stand on the sidelines and maybe give us a shout, but should be fun. Friday, we're doing something a little bit different this year. It is called Red Out Day. Some people may have heard about this, but we're going to encourage everyone on campus to wear red in support of those who are deployed, specifically our Tennessee Tech students and veterans and faculty or staff that are deployed right now. So we're hoping to have kind of a hashtag Tennessee Tech Red Out. So we're excited to see all the different ways that our campus community shows up and wears their red. We will certainly be in red that day, and we just encourage everyone to participate.
Thanks, Mary. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll hear from some of the student veterans at Tennessee Tech.
More Tennesseans are turning to the state's best public university, Tennessee Tech. Tech produces bold, fearless, confident graduates who get an outstanding return on investment, who graduate with the least amount of debt in the South, who earn higher early career salaries. Tennessee Tech, just like our state, is soaring to greater heights. Tech is Tennessee. To find out more, visit tntech.edu/techistn.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. Well, hundreds of military veterans have chosen to get a college education at Tennessee Tech, and we had the pleasure of talking to some of those veterans. First up is Kaya Atkins from Jamestown, Tennessee.
Well, just tell us a little bit about, what led you to the military. What kind of decision was that for you?
Well, I was living in a small town at the time, and college really wasn't in the cards for me. Like, I always made good grades and everything, but I just hated school. Like, I did not enjoy it. So I figured I should do something with my life. My dad had been in the Air Force. My sister joined the Air Force, so then I decided to join the Air Force as well.
Okay, great. And when you made that decision and you went to the Air Force, what was your experience like? Where were you stationed? And kind of just tell us a little bit about the history there.
Okay. Well, I came in as a basic still photographer, and then they merged our career fields to public affairs. So I did written stories, I dealt with media, I took photos, and my first base was actually Misawa Air Base in Japan. I was stationed there for 2 years and I loved it. And I went on a deployment from there to Indonesia for a humanitarian mission. Then I got stationed at Dyess Air Force Base, Texas, which was interesting to me. Never really been to Texas, yeah. Besides for basic training. Wasn't my favorite, and I deployed to Qatar, and I was there for about 7 months.
Wow, so Japan, Indonesia, Texas, and Qatar.
Yes.
Quite the cultural differences that you were exposed to.
Definitely.
Yeah. So what was it that made you want to get out of the military?
Well, I loved my job, but it was very stressful. Mm-hmm. Dealing with media all the time, you always had to put your best face forward, and it was just getting too much for me at the time, and I was like, I want to do something else with my life. I want to do something I really enjoy. So I got out of the military, and I had moved to Dallas, and I worked as an aquarium maintenance technician for a while, and that was not a lot of fun. So I decided to move home and chose to go to school to do something I really enjoy, which is English literature. Mm-hmm. I love writing, so I would like to be an editor or maybe write novels one day. That's what I'm hoping for. Or if I really like school, I might go on to get my master's and my doctorate and teach English.
So how did Tennessee Tech come into the equation?
Well, my parents live still in Jamestown.
Okay.
And so Cookeville is pretty close. I'm not into big, big cities, so I liked this campus was small and, you know, it's easy to walk about to all my classes, so I really enjoy that.
And what was that transition like for you as a veteran coming into college?
Well, it was different. Like I said, I'd never been a fan of school, but I had grown up and I decided, you know, it was something that I felt like I should do. And some of my family had started college, but they never had finished it. So I wanted to be the first one to graduate. So it was difficult at first, trying to learn all the stuff and like remember, because I hadn't been to school for 10 years. So being away from learning and all that, it was definitely hard getting back into learning how to study correctly and like get to classes. It was definitely interesting.
Yeah. And the Veterans Affairs office here on campus, how were they able to help you?
Anytime I had any question, if I was confused, I didn't know what paperwork to fill out, I wasn't sure where to go, I could either call here or just come up here and they'd help me fill out my paperwork. They'd tell me where I needed to go and what to do. They're very friendly and very helpful, which was great, especially not knowing how to be in a university setting. So it was nice to have such helpful people.
Yeah. And what is your major?
My major is English literature with a focus in creative writing.
Okay. And when is your targeted graduation date?
I honestly don't remember. I think I'm a sophomore right now.
Okay.
So probably in about a year and a half, I should be graduating.
Yeah. Looking back now, coming out of high school, do you still wish you would have went the military route, or would you rather just come straight to college?
I definitely feel like the military was a good choice for me. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of growing up that I needed to do, and the military was a very structured environment, and you definitely learned how to fall in line pretty quickly and follow rules, and I felt like that was definitely something I needed at the time.
Yeah. If you were talking with other veterans out there who are thinking about college, what do you tell them?
I would say definitely, like, if you were like me and you didn't like school, it was interesting to transition to college and find out how different the learning was. It wasn't just, like, forced, like, you have to do this, you have to do this. You can take some classes you enjoy. So I would say give it a shot if, you know, you're not sure what you want to do, or, you know, if you're just trying to find something that you enjoy, just give college a try.
Thanks, Kaya. Next up is Dylan Beaver from Jacksonville, Florida.
So what made you want to get into the military?
My father did it. He was a Navy 22 years, and my brother as well. He was a tanker in the National Guard, did a tour in Iraq. Mm-hmm.
So when it came time to go to the military, what branch did you choose? And kind of tell us a little bit of the history of your military experience.
Okay. I went active duty Army. My brother was National Guard. He kind of steered me away from that. And then my father was on the Navy. He kind of steered me away from that, you know. So that was just kind of the influx right there of what I wanted to do. I joined when I was 18. Did my basic at Fort Jackson, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Did my AIT at Linderwood. And then I did airborne school in Fort Benning, Georgia.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. How long were you in the military?
I was 4.5 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So when it came time to get out, did you know right away you wanted to go to college?
I didn't. I was getting to the end of my first enlistment, and they talked to me about re-enlisting, and, you know, they wanted me to do more and stuff like that. And I don't know. I just I wanted to do more. You know, I thought college would just be the next step. You know, I felt like I'd kind of done my part, and I just felt like it was time to move on.
So. Yeah. So why choose Tennessee Tech?
I had family in the area. I had a brother that lived in Crossville and a sister who lives up this way, and this just was just somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. So when it came time to make that transition from being a veteran to to come to college. How was the Veterans Affairs office here?
Oh, it was great. It was wonderful. It was a lot of paperwork, you know, leaving from the Army to come to school, and they, you know, helped with all of it. You know, they were there every step of the way, and they made the transition really smooth.
Yeah. And now that you've been on campus for a while, what's your major, and, you know, kind of how has your college career been?
Okay. I'm a sociology major with a concentration in criminal justice, and it's been good. I started in 2016. I'm graduating this semester, so it's been, you know, 4 years start to finish. And it's been good. It was a challenge transitioning from a non-academic environment to coming to college, but I think I transitioned pretty well. And I chose sociology just because I've always been good with people, you know, and it's interesting to understand, you know, why the things happen the way they do and what kind of motivates people.
Yeah. And so when you graduate, what are your plans?
I'm actually working now full 40 hours. So that's kind of it. Eventually I'd like to get a graduate degree, and I'm going to work and work on that on the side.
You know, veterans who are getting out and they're thinking about college, what's some of the advice you would give them?
Stick to it. I've heard a lot of veterans, they start and then they stop and don't wait. You know, a lot of them want to get out and wait a couple years before they begin, and that's just going to make it harder. You know, it's easier just to go ahead and take it full front and just, you know, keep at it.
Thanks, Dylan. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go away.
When the world is moving this fast, boldness is rewarded. At Tennessee Tech, we help you find your bold. We'll help you turn it into a career-ready education. That's Tennessee Tech. Bold futures begin here. tntech.edu/visit.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. I'm Buddy Pearson, and Tennessee Tech is celebrating Veterans Day with a week of activities around campus. Here on Tennessee Tech Today, we're meeting some of the student veterans around campus. Here with us is Kenneth Fisher, who is originally from Ohio, but now lives in Pleasant Shade.
So just talk a little bit about you're in high school, and what made you decide to go the military route?
Well, my dad was in the Air Force in Vietnam. My grandpa was in the Army Air Corps in World War II. I had an uncle in the Marines, a cousin in the Marines, so it's kind of was like, and it's something when I was growing up, I always like two things: I want to be a cop, or I want to be in the military. And I was going through high school, and I was like a C average student, you know, didn't really push myself hard or do anything, so didn't really have grades to go to college, and I didn't know what I wanted to do in college, so I didn't want to go and be in college for 10 years and not be a doctor, you know, like I've seen a lot of people do, and I'm like, I don't want to get that debt, so. My dad was like, well, you know, he talked about the military, and I was like, okay. So we had the recruiters come to school, and, you know, we had the Navy and the Air Force and the Marines. Well, the Army recruiter came in, and he was an Army Ranger. And he's like, yeah, we go out there, we jump in out of planes, and we kill people. And you're like, you know, an 18-year-old kid isn't going to be like, that's what I want to do. So I went down to the recruiter's office and, you know, was like, went to the Army guy, and I was like, hey, I'm like, I want to sign up. And 14 years later, I was like, whew, that was a fun ride. Yeah.
So talk a little bit about your military career. Where were you stationed? Kind of what was your duties and that kind of thing?
Okay, so my first duty assignment was at Hunter Army Airfield. I was headquarters company, headquarters command, but we worked strictly for Ranger Battalion, so that was kind of nice. And I was a parachute rigger at the time, so I packed the parachutes, the CDS bundles, dropped the vehicles out of airplanes. So we worked solely for them, so we had a lot of, like, overlay. Like, we'd take their holidays and also the headquarters ones, and we had coverage either way. You know, we could go to... You know, if headquarters company was trying to make us do something stupid, then we'd go to the Ranger Battalion guys, and they'd, like, override it and say we have a mission. So it's like, that worked out great. So I was E2 through E4 there. I re-enlisted out of there, and when I re-enlisted, when I picked up my E5, and I went to Vicenza, Italy, with 173rd. So I was over there for 3 years. Did a couple of deployments to Afghanistan there. Was a... NCO for the, I had a squad leader, I had five people in my squad there. Then I got promoted to E6 when I reclassed to counter intel. So from there I went to Fort Bragg, and then last duty assignment was at Hawaii, so I was a counter intel agent there, and that's when I decided, okay, it's time to get out, and then I decided to go to school, so.
Yeah, so you're at the end of your military career, you decide you want to go to school. Why pick Tennessee Tech?
Well, I knew I didn't want to go for, like, a traditional degree, so far as, like, you know, an English major or math or anything like that. I've been working with wood since I was a kid because my dad, I grew up, my dad, he made our kitchen table. He made our chairs. You know, he was into woodworking that way. So I kind of already had an inkling for it. And while I was in the military, I was twiddling around with doing woodworking stuff, made a few tables, chairs, things like that. And I was like, I want to go to school for you know, wood. I'm like, there's got to be a wood major where you can go and learn how to do wood. And so I was looking up all the schools, and there was, you know, a lot on the West Coast. There were some up in Maine. And I was like, I don't want to go to those places. And then I saw Tech offered a woodworking program. And I was like, well, Tennessee, I'm from Ohio. My wife's from Georgia. We've driven through Tennessee a million times back and forth. We like the area. And so I settled on, I was like, well, let me apply to Tech. And I got in, and my wife was able to transfer her job from Hawaii to Tennessee as well. So it worked out really good for both of us.
Yeah, so making the transition from the military to Tennessee Tech, how was the Veterans Affairs office to work with?
They were awesome. Like when I first started, I didn't really know what to expect. I was like, you know, I'm like, I've been in school for over 14 years, so I was kind of worried about what's it going to be like. And when I got with these guys, like, it was awesome. Like, Mary, she has been fantastic since, like, the start. She's the first person I met when I got here that way, and she's just, like, on stuff. And it's amazing what they can do. And then now we got Luke here, and, you know, we got all these new people. They're coming in, and they're just making a lot better. Like, they got us a facility to be in, you know, instead of kind of like, well, we just met up wherever we could find a hole to hide. And, you know, they've done a lot for us and getting our paperwork squared away so fast and not have to worry about, like, oh, my school didn't get, you know, school didn't get paid because of this stuff. I mean, they are on that stuff, and they send us out constant reminders like, hey, just letting you know, you can start submitting it now. So we're like, okay, get it done now. That way, not at the last minute trying to figure out if we're going to be able to, you know, get kicked out of class or what. So,
so now what are you majoring in?
So I'm majoring in, I'm going for a Bachelor of Fine Arts with a concentration in wood.
Okay.
So, because woodworking is kind of what I wanted to do, and it just makes sense to me more.
Yeah. And when is your targeted graduation?
My graduation is this December.
Oh,
so,
awesome.
So my show goes up on the 11th of November out at the Craft Center, so that's what I'm kind of been working on now, is getting all my thesis, because for the craft majors, a thesis, instead of writing like a paper like you would in a lot of the ones, like doing a term paper or something, we actually put on a show. So we build pieces and actually display them in the gallery, and that's our final like grade and stuff. So
your show goes up on Veterans Day.
Yep.
How about that?
Yeah, we had some choices on stuff, and I was like, and one of the other guys that's out there with me, John Strong, he's a clay major and he's a veteran as well. He's a medic, and we're both sharing the space for the gallery space. So it's like worked out really good that way.
So now, what do you want to do after you graduate?
Well, I've already kind of landed a pretty good job. I got a job working at a cabinet maker shop in Lebanon, mm-hmm. and it seems like there's I can be there for as long as I want to, and that's kind of what I was looking at getting a degree for. I was like, that could help me with, you know, getting a job, maybe starting, you know, in the woodworking field at all, because the ultimate goal would be to open my own shop, but I know that's way down the road because that's a lot of money and energy and time that I got to figure out stuff. So, but for now, I mean, I'm making pretty good money there, and there's room for, you know, making more there as well. So mm-hmm. the more I pick up and everything. So,
so as a veteran, what would you say to other veterans who are looking at going to college?
I mean, it's worth it. It may be weird at first. Like, I thought it was gonna be odd. I'm like, I'm 32 and I'm going here, and it's like it's not that bad because there's a lot of other older people that are here in classes too, which makes it a little bit nicer. I mean, some of the main campus class, like when you're going to, like, you know, the first English class, you're in there with a bunch of like 18-year-olds, and I think the worst part is you just got to learn to just not speak your mind here like we normally did in the military, because, you know, you got people like complaining about, oh, it's so stressful. I'm like, oh, it's so stressful that you're taking a class and that's all you have to deal with. Mom and dad are paying for your everything else and you're so stressed out. I'm like, wait till life kicks you in the face when you get out of here. But, you know, you have to stop being like, you gotta let them learn. They're gonna learn it,
right.
You know. And you see them, and then some of them you see at the first semester, they're like, oh, like all scared, like don't want to talk to anybody. And then by like the third semester, they're like, what's up, bro? You know, like they stay. People start coming out of their shell. And but the first semester, people like just walk past you like you're a plague bearer. Like you say hi to them, they're like, oh,
yeah.
Because they don't know what to do. They're like freaked out and overwhelmed beyond belief. And me, it's like a vacation compared to what I was used to. I'm like, everyone's talking about this is stressful. I'm like, this is easy.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's easier in the military. I'm like, it's in a sense, it's the same. They're telling you what to do and giving you the material to do it. You just gotta just do. And some people stress about grades so much. And it's like I told them before. I'm like, you know, C's get degrees, right? You know, what do you call the last guy that comes in his class in doctor, you know, medical school? Doctor, you know, nobody looks at, did you get all A's? I mean, certain programs may, but no one's going to hire you and go look at your terms. Oh, well, you got a couple B's here. I don't think so. But they freak out about that, and they don't realize that a degree is a degree is a degree.
Right.
It'll all say the same thing. It doesn't say, oh, he was an A average. You know, it's like, to give him more money. It's like, nobody's going to see that. So I can understand with, you know, the medical field, because that is a big thing. But most of the stuff, they freak out over it. And I'm like, and they're like, oh, you're not stressed. I'm like, this is easy, you know, compared to what I've been doing before. This is a walk in a park.
Yeah.
So it's funny just to see that difference.
Yep.
Thanks, Kenneth. Next up is Anderson Schmidau from Dixon County, who is studying agricultural engineering and will be graduating this December.
What was it that made you want to get into the military to begin with?
Yeah, so I had a lot of older family that was in the military, and my friends joined out of high school. And that was really the big kind of push for me to do it as well. Me and my best friend enlisted in the Marine Corps together, so that was really the reason we went. So
what was your military experience like?
It was good for the most part. My MOS was 7011, Expeditionary Airfield Systems Technician. And basically what we did was we could go to like an area of land and establish a runway, taxiway. We could run a metal wire across and catch airplanes that same way they do on naval ships.
Mm-hmm. So did you feel like that going to the military route was a better option for you than college when you were
in
high school?
Definitely.
Yeah. So during your time in the military, did you think at any point that you wanted to come back and go to college?
Towards the end of my active duty enlistment, I was heavily leaning on getting out and doing something different for sure. Didn't really ever consider college per se. When I first got out, I started doing a construction job, and my wife, now girlfriend at the time, was attending here, and we actually went to high school together. I never had a relationship or anything like that, but she convinced me to quit construction and come to here, and so it turned out to be the right decision.
Yeah.
You know, now we're married, so it worked out.
A couple of good decisions.
Yes.
Well, just talk a little bit about what was it about Tennessee Tech? I mean, obviously, you're not just going to go anywhere that your girlfriend wants you to go. I mean, there had to be some kind of draw here. What was it about Tennessee Tech?
Initially, it was the nursing program. I came here and started my education as a nursing, seeking a nursing degree, but that changed to agriculture.
And as a veteran, what was your experience like? How did Tennessee Tech help you?
It's, you know, I hear a lot of bad things about working with the VA and stuff. But here at Tennessee Tech, it's really been flawless, completely smooth. Whenever I need something, Mary and Kylie and Luke, you know, they're always there, and I've had no problem with anything. So that's just been a great part of this whole four-year degree. So.
You know, you're probably more of a non-traditional student.
Yes.
Going to class with younger students, that kind of thing.
Definitely.
So what's it, as a student, what's that experience been like for you?
You know, it's not really been that much different from when I was transitioning out of the Marine Corps, seeing all the new faces coming in. You can definitely tell that they're young kids, not saying I'm mature by any means, but it's been a challenge sometimes, but most of the time it's not that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to other Marines who are looking at maybe getting out of the military and wanting to go to college?
I think if you're considering it and Tennessee is an option, or you're not, you're willing to travel, Tennessee Tech is definitely the place to come. I mean, like I said, the Veterans Administration here is just, or the Veteran Affairs is just phenomenal here.
Yeah. And now, when you graduate in December, what do you plan on doing with your degrees?
To be honest, still kind of looking. I've applied for a few places like the NRCS and USDA. I just had an internship over the summer with the Corps of Engineers at Percy Priest Lake. So that's an option as well, but still pretty open.
Thanks, Anderson. The last student veteran we're going to talk to is Jessica Spicer, who is from Rock Island.
So you're in high school and you decide you're going to go military. What made you go military route?
Well, actually, I remember 9/11. And then a really good friend of mine lost both of his legs in Iraq during all of that. And I wanted to be a doctor. And I wanted to be a doctor in the military. So, and I thought somebody had to go, so it might as well be me. So that was kind of the drive home. But I was in ROTC in high school. Had a really great first sergeant, and he was Army. So that's how I ended up.
Yeah, so where were you stationed, and what was your career like in the military?
I was stationed with the 357 in Asheville, North Carolina. I was in a reserve unit. I stayed there for my whole time because my unit had already deployed, and I ended up actually having a training accident and hurting my hip, so I ended up not deploying. But I stayed there, enjoyed it. I was an engineer.
And so after being in the military for a while, what made your decision to get out, and why go into college?
I got out because of my injury, but college was, I still wanted to continue pursue higher education as far as somewhere in the medical field, either help with PTSD or go into medical school.
Mm-hmm. So you want to be in medicine, but you're an engineer in the military.
Yeah, I was 17, young and dumb, and really just wanted in the military, so I just... That was the first MOS, and I said, all right, let's go. So
why choose Tennessee Tech?
Actually, since I moved back to take care of my grandparents back in 2016, and Tennessee Tech allowed me to stay closer to home and be able to be a part of that process.
Yeah, and what was it like working with the Military and Veterans Affairs Office?
It was actually great. I actually got more help here than I had, like, even getting out of the military in Asheville. So, like, it was great. Like, I had a lot of resources here. The SVO's just been really great to me as far as that's concerned, making sure everything's getting taken care of.
Mm-hmm. And so what are you majoring in?
I am actually majoring in psychology.
Okay. So we go from medicine to engineering to psychology.
Right. Still want to stay in the medical field, but kind of a more mental health aspect, help those with PTSD, grief counseling, probably want to do Veterans Affairs.
Okay. So what has your tenure here at Tech been like?
It's been really good. It's been a difficult transition just in general, just being a non-traditional student in general. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it's been really good. The people have been great. It's been really nice. So.
Yeah. And when are you slated to graduate?
May of 21.
Okay. Do you have any plans for what you're going to do as soon as you graduate?
Find a job. But nothing definite. I've been looking into doing some volunteer work with Team Rubicon, which is kind of an outreach with veterans and first responders. They go out and do kind of like the Red Cross thing. So mm-hmm. I've been looking at doing some of that along with my psychology, like continue on with my master's and whatnot.
Awesome. So if somebody's in the military and they're talking about maybe going to college after the fact, what kind of advice would you give them?
Do your research. Make sure that they have a strong SVO call. See what kind of veterans organizations that they do have. And like I said, just do your research. Make sure that you get all the questions that you need answered.
Yeah. And now, where do you work at now?
I actually work at Vanderbilt Emergency Department, the Adult Emergency Department.
Okay. What do you do there?
I am a patient care tech and working on getting my paramedic. So
during this time of the pandemic, what's that been like?
It's been wild. I'm not going to lie. It's been crazy seeing patients, whatnot. But it's been a very big learning experience.
Thanks, Jessica, and thanks to all our student veterans for their service in the military. And that's going to wrap up Tennessee Tech Today for this week. Be sure to check out the TT website at tntech.edu or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next week's show, be bold, fearless, confident, and kind. Wings up, everybody.